Hello,
Mr. President.
Henry, anything new today?
No, it's been fairly quiet. The head of the North Vietnamese, the member of the North Vietnamese Economic Commission, took aside our guy and was bleeding all over him how they were observing the treaty and how we, our intelligence was wrong and they were not infiltrating.
Yeah.
So they are getting nervous.
What about our guy? Did he have this gumption to say something?
Oh, yeah, we had him well coached.
Good.
We had him very well coached. I think just clobbering them for 2 days next week is going to be very healthy to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we know they're violating, so what the hell?
We know they're violating, Mr. President, and they're not going to face us down now.
Well, if they want, if they really, I just can't believe they seriously want the economic thing and could blow the whole thing because of a bombing. That's the point.
No, they won't blow.
But the point is, what the hell the good the bombing does is irrelevant, I think, perhaps. It isn't going to do much good. The Air Force never hits a goddamn thing, as you know, except when we put it over the
Hanoi. It will do a little good, but it will just raise the price of admission. What it will really do is to show that even while you still have prisoners there, you're just putting it to them.
Yes, I suppose.
I think that our best hope for preserving this accord is your reputation, Mr. President.
Yeah. Interesting thing that Denton told me that when he was talking to them, this high-ranking fellow that saw him 2 or 3 days before, that the thing that impressed the high-ranking guy was that the prisoners had been so irrational in their conduct. The fact that if they were rational, they would have caved, but they were irrational, and that was the thing that disturbed them about the president, that he was so irrational in the way he conducted himself. So yeah. The irrationality, he said that what Denton's point was, he says, the irrationality really got through to him.
That's one of your great assets with him.
And the fact that all of your friends in the press, you know, all your old Harvard and other colleagues constantly talk about irrationality.
Of course, the funny thing is that the Chinese all over the world are saying you are the best force for peace. They're the best propagandists we've got.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're picking up, I don't bother you with it, but we're picking up intelligence all over the world. They're really puffing you up.
Because they realize that without us, they are nothing.
They're in mortal danger, and that you are the only one that had the guts to draw the conclusion from it. You know, McGovern or even Humphrey would have bled all over them about understanding and communication,
right,
which doesn't mean a damn thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're delivering your letters tomorrow morning.
Right. To the Chinese.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we have till Wednesday, Mr. President. We can always call the other thing off.
Well, let's wait. I mean, we may not call it off. I mean, the point is we're going to go forward unless they do something.
Well, that's my very strong advice.
Right. Oh, well, yes.
And that they'd have to do something.
No, I haven't heard of anything they're going to do yet that sounds anything but a bunch of damn words. Which are pretty cheap.
That's exactly right.
And if we can, the only thing that is disturbing to me about it is the ineffectiveness of the Air Force and the way, you know, except when we did the Hanoi drill, that, goddammit, on the trail, Henry, they never were worth a damn, as you know.
They've never had the targets they have now.
You don't think so?
No, they've never.
Now, I want a plan this time, though, that doesn't, you know, give them a lot of warning and do it all in daytime and they're all gone at night and we go in and drop a lot of, you know, nothings. God damn it, let's have some surprise. Go back and forth and then in. Let them think we're gone. Now, as Abrams, I mean, of course Abrams is in it and everybody else, but God damn it, has Moore got a good plan or not?
It looks like a good plan to me because they're going to fake it if they're going into Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
And in the daytime, they really have it photo. I've seen the photographs. These trucks are bumper to bumper. They're going to get a lot of trucks. You see, it isn't. They don't have to do it at night this time.
Yeah.
And they're going to do well, but that's not the real justification. The real justification is to set up a situation where you
They fear it would happen in other places.
And where they fear it will that it may happen in the fall.
Sure.
If that's when they want
in other
to go.
Places, that's right.
That's our big point. I'll be in Mexico, Mr. President, for the next week.
Yeah.
I'm going down there tonight.
Yeah.
But I have good communications, and I'm easily reached.
Right. Now, with regard to the, that's fine. You're going to work on the Whirl Report and all that. But the point is that with regard to this whole situation on the North, we just keep the heat right on them.
Right.
And, everybody is all programmed at State and Defense. There's not going to be any backwash on this, huh?
Absolutely not. They are all aboard.
Mm-hmm. And the Chinese and the Russians have both been informed, so they know.
Well, they haven't been informed what we will do, but they've both got very serious warnings.
They have very serious public warning, too, which, of course, they'll pay attention to.
That's right.
Well, what is your feeling about the bargaining position we have in view of the statements of the Senate caucus, the Democratic Senate caucus,
well,
and all the rest? What the hell does it do to us? Does it destroy us or not? Not quite.
It doesn't destroy us, but it means you're again. I think, Mr. President, we have to take them on fairly soon. These bastards made it impossible to negotiate, nearly impossible to negotiate a peace. Now they're making it nearly impossible to preserve a peace. Now they're wrecking us in Europe.
They are, that's my point.
And I think we just have to attack them as being
unfit. It isn't just wrecking us in Europe, it's wrecking the chance to negotiate a settlement, a reduction of forces on a mutual basis, which would produce peace.
Of course. They wouldn't dare to put it through 2 months before Brezhnev comes over here.
Well, maybe not.
We're going to get way ahead of them again. But still, it that doesn't change the moral issue.
I hope that this gets across. I'd get it across to, good God, can't some of the columnists or somebody pick this up and knock the shit out of them on this? What's the matter with Alsop and the rest? Are they all afraid of this kind of issue?
Oh, no. Alsop is all right, but most of them are really pretty stupid.
Not stupid. They are gutless.
Gutless.
That's right. They know what the Senate's doing. They don't say it.
Well, except that I think essentially in foreign policy you are likely to win any battle that you really join right now.
Maybe. I wouldn't overestimate that, though, because these people are so partisan now, and the mood of the country is so peacenik. You know, everything, you know, we got peace, and we're meeting with the Russians and the rest, and why do we have to have all these arms, and why can't we get out of Europe and all the rest, you know?
Well, it's going to be tough.
So
you would have thought that somebody who accomplished what you did would then be left alone for a while.
That's my point. They're not leaving us alone, you see. They're making it harder, aren't they?
Exactly.
You get that across to a few people before you leave.
Right, Mr. President.
Dick Wilson, Bill White. Call him tonight.
Right.
God damn it, they ought to write something. Okay?
Right, Mr. President.
Okay.